Now, your aims are to promote democratic forms of communications that promote social change. What, in your view, are some of the most glaring examples of undemocratic forms of communications in our world today?
Thank you for that question. I would refer to a report that came out earlier this year by the four special rapporteurs on freedom of expression. These are the ones appointed by the United Nations, the Organization of American States, and the African Commission on Human and People's Rights, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. They identified 10 key challenges to freedom of expression in the next decade, and one of them was the discrimination in the enjoyment of the right to freedom of expression for women and other marginalized groups, historically disadvantaged groups. They said continue to struggle to have their voices heard and to access information relevant to them. And this is something that the World Association for Christian Communication has been working on for many years in a variety of forms.
Do you find then that even in Western democratic countries, there still is this, shall we say, gender imbalance in communications, in the media?
Yes, we just released a report that covered 108 countries around the world, including all regions, Europe, North America, Latin America, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, the Pacific, and the Caribbean. And we found that while there are some differences regionally from one region to the next, overall and in every region, there is a paucity of women's voices in the news. In fact, we found that 76% overall of the persons who we read about or hear about or from in the news are male. So there is definitely a finding that women continue to be underrepresented as well as misrepresented all around the world, although, of course, there are variations from one country to the next and one region to the next.
And looking over your global media monitoring report, what were overall some of the most surprising or unexpected findings that you came across, if you could pinpoint one or two?
We found that 13% of news stories focus centrally on women, which means that 87% of news stories around the world don't focus on women. They focus centrally on men. So that's quite a glaring gap. Some of the other interesting findings were that even as persons who are providing popular opinion on a news issue in a news story, women are outnumbered by men. So they, although they are half the world's population, they're not half of the people who are giving opinion about the items in the news. And we found that expert commentary is overwhelmingly male. This is where a person in the news is giving a commentary based on specialized knowledge. We found that only one in every five experts interviewed in the news is female. Those are some of the findings that we put out in our report. There are many others, but that gives you an idea of the kind of patterns that we found.
Why do you think there is, shall we say, this imbalance between women and men, you know, particularly, shall we say, in developed Western countries where, at least on paper, you know, men and women are considered equals?
That's a very good question. We understand from people who work in newsrooms that there is always a pressure more and more to quickly get work done. People working under those circumstances often fall into routines and patterns that have existed for many years. For example, they may make use of lists of experts to go to that haven't been reviewed from the perspective of gender awareness and gender sensitivity. There is not enough attention in editorial policies and media house policies to these questions. In fact, that was one of the things that the four special rapporteurs on freedom of expression commented on. They said that they were particularly concerned about the lack of self-regulatory measures within media houses to address these issues related to discriminatory and inadequate coverage.
Now, when you talked about this low percentage of news dedicated to women, did you find that often this was so-called soft items, maybe a story about children or cooking or teaching or something that's more typically associated with women?
Yes, there are definitely differences in major topic areas. Of course, as we know, the major items that dominate the news are politics, economics, and crime and violence. And we have found that the number of female subjects or persons in the news is quite a bit less, particularly in politics and economics, than in some other subject areas like health and social and legal, where we do find, as well as arts and media entertainment, we do find a higher proportion of female subjects in those news areas. But on the other hand, we would like to say, I mean, we did find some positive change where the number of females in the news is going up in the major topic areas of politics and economics. We did a similar study 5 years ago. In fact, we've done four now every 5 years since 1995. And we are seeing some shifts and changes towards a better balance, which is very encouraging.
And to sum up, how in practical terms do you try to achieve your organization's goals in making communications more democratic, more gender sensitive?
We work with many groups around the world, from grassroots groups that are interested in achieving better access and promoting the idea of their communication rights. We also work with professional organizations. We support projects that they develop and propose. We also do our research, as in the case of the report that we just mentioned, which we share as a basis for action. We encourage networks. We help them move forward. And we also try to enable training opportunities as well.